I man have to big up Roots Dub Revival, Zona Reggae, RUAFM, down in Portugal. Massive love and respect to the master DJ Eric, you know. Respect for the good works that you perform. Free the people's mind. L.A. Lalabella say that live from the Five Rivers camp, you know. Roots Dub Revival.
Zona Reggae. Eric DJ. Roots Dub Revival is the D. Eric DJ. Zona Reggae. RUAFM. This is Jasmine. Roots Dub Revival is the D. Zona Reggae.
Zona Reggae Ambassador. Oh, greetings and salutations. RUAFM. I'm a DJ. Large up. A Roots Dub Revival. Remember, RUAFM is an integral part of reggae music. So keep the fire blazing. One love. Chili Rules sets out.
I and I want to send massive love and respect to Zona Reggae.
Muito bem-vindos a mais uma emissão Zona Reggae, duas horas de vibrações positivas. Vamos estar por aqui até à meia-noite, habitualmente 102.7 Rua FM. Quartas-feiras é o dia então da Zona Reggae. Big up também para quem nos escuta na retransmissão de quinta-feira, mesmo horário, 10, meia-noite, Kitchnet, rádio online, www.wix.com/kitchnet/rádio, rádio online sediada no Porto, a voz da cidade do Porto. escutar também este Little Roy, veteraníssimo, aqui com este remake do tema More From A Little. É do novo álbum It, pela label britânica Pharos Records. Vai ter destaque alargado na sessão de hoje com a muito prometida entrevista a esse grande figura de culto da música roots reggae, Little Roy. É mais lá para a frente. Sessão inicial do mês, aí sempre com muitas novidades, como as escolhas para os melhores do mês passado e também o habitual destaque a novos sugestões para download gratuito do mês. Este mês tem nome português, Prince Wadada, com o novo álbum. É só visitar então o princewadadamusic.com e serão redirecionados para o download gratuito do novo Miliciano, um grande álbum com grandes featurings, como este que abre já aqui a sessão, o tema Ja Dreads, com nem mais nem menos que o veteraníssimo do DJ style jamaicano Big Ute, a abrir aqui a sessão da Zona Reggae de hoje. Estamos cá até à meia-noite. Vão acompanhando aí online e mandando as vossas dicas. Todos muito bem-vindos a mais uma sessão de vibrações positivas.
Lion in the jungle, lion in the jungle, it's a concrete jungle, concrete jungle, lion in the jungle, lion in the jungle, lion in the jungle, it's a concrete jungle. Me say the love we bring for each and everyone. So Babylon, you better pack your thing and run. Me say, just for ya, one day I go burn you down. No more disrespect in this crown. Me say, lion in the jungle, move ya, it's a concrete jungle. Talking to the lion in the jungle, lion in the jungle, it's a concrete jungle, concrete jungle. Dead in a Babylon, judge, so we dead in a Babylon. War is not the answer, only love can conquer. Because we dead in a Babylon. We say that love we are dealing with,
Rastafari.
Because we dead in a Babylon, dead in a Babylon.
Hey, where we gone, them want to know. I wonder why they want to control. We were born to love, rest love is on the song. We bring the music to make the people, them my love. We
rock your rock, me say, dance your dance and dip your dip and dance your dance. It's a rock and rock and me say, rock so rock. When you rock so wicked, then you rock so well. Rock it and you rock, Mazelle. You say rock it so wicked and you rock it as well.
I'm me say trade in a Babylon.
Say the fire to the wicked.
Fire to the wicked.
To the wicked in a Babylon.
Wicked in a Babylon.
Selling love to the righteous. It's nice to be nice every time. So let you come in at the dance with the love in all your heart. Come in at the dance, make we dance and prance. Come in at the dance, we no make no war. Come in at the dance, make we dance and prance. Lion in the jungle,
lion in the jungle.
This a concrete jungle,
concrete jungle.
Lion in the jungle,
lion in the jungle.
This a concrete jungle,
concrete jungle. Can't you see love is always near? Strong with strong Babylon and fear. Can't you see love is in the air? False and fight, no, we just don't care. We are one people, we don't need no bottom. But if you don't debarry no more, living at the gutter. Since don't the fire, cause the battle is getting hotter. Divide the people, make we suffer, suffer. Hey, we don't want no gun thing, we don't want no more disaster. If you're destructive, for sure you not go prosper. But man, no wrong thing, you better change your proper. Only love can make you stronger, stronger. Hey, can't you see love is always near? Strong with strong, but they let them fear. Can't you see love is in the air? Force and fight, no, we just don't care.
Lion in the jungle,
move ya.
It's a concrete jungle,
concrete.
Talking to the lion in the jungle,
lion.
It's a concrete jungle,
concrete jungle.
Lion in the jungle,
move ya.
It's a concrete jungle,
concrete.
Talking to the lion in the jungle,
lion.
It's a concrete jungle,
concrete jungle.
Double, double,
yeah. Lion in the jungle, concrete jungle. Lion in the jungle, concrete jungle.
want no Pakistan. It's time to analyze when they bully salvation from discrimination. We have to be united. When they bully salvation from discrimination, we have to be united.
Vibes de Miliciano, novo trabalho de Wadada Prince, a abrirem aqui a sequência da emissão Zona Reggae de hoje. Então, este novo lançamento para download gratuito em princewadadamusic.com. Ouvimos primeiro Judge Red, Combination Style em grande de Wadada com o veterano Big Ute, e agora este Revelation Reunion Dub Mix com uma das versões dubwise que Miliciano nos oferece. São duas, temos ainda Viva a Vida Dub, duas pérolas dub Wise, com um toque também muito interessante pela parte de Del Mighty Sounds, também conhecido como Pedro Delmas, a participar, entre muitos outros, neste trabalho de Prince Wadada. É para descarregar gratuitamente, é também a nossa escolha, mais uma para download gratuito do mês, a abrir então aqui a sessão de hoje. Muita novidade, se podem ir acompanhando em zonareg.wordpress.com, início do mês, a trazer as escolhas para os melhores do passado mês de março. É um salto até lá para descobrir também qual a nossa escolha para melhor álbum do mês. Entretanto, vamos descomprometidos e pausados continuar aqui a apreciar este Revelation Reunion da Wise. Luciano Prince Wadada, uma produção da sua Ras Kitchen. É também um saltinho até ao myspace.com/RasKitchen para apreciarem os links para alguns dos vídeos que acompanham os temas deste novo miliciano. Também para quem anda aí ligado de net, podem comunicar, já sabem, contacto rápido em rua.pt ou então Facebook da Zona Reggae, como o brother Ras Sidney fez agora. Grande big up para ti também. E nós estamos aqui para sentir a vossa manifestação. Vamos continuar em frente da Boise, e também ele português. É uma das escolhas para os melhores do mês de março em rotação aqui na Zona Reggae. Bandulo Dub e o seu The Sun Rises for Everyone, aqui em conjunto com o português Raz Bruno e as vozes do veterano Sammy Gold, esta Ganja Farmer.
Soldiers are come, run, run ganja farmer, me say police are come, run, run ganja farmer, me say soldiers are come. Farmer pon the corner, one gun tell Mr. Officer, police in helicopter, with the ganja detector, the soldiers on the ground, they are looking around. Ready to shoot it down, boy. Run, ganja farmer, me say police are come. Run, ganja farmer, me say soldiers are come. Run, ganja farmer, me say police are come. Run, ganja farmer, me say soldiers are come. I hear the dogs barking, you know they are coming. Prison for a very long time.
police a come. Run ganja farmer, me say soldiers a come. Weed is illegal. They catch you growing that. Them say you a criminal. Them come for poison the weed with some deadly chemical. Them come for destroy the weed. God, they not go succeed. You have bills to pay and needs to feed. So you got to get away. Soldiers are come. Run ganja farmer, me say police are come. Run ganja farmer, me say soldiers are come. Them clamping down hard. No one the ganja go abroad. Ganja farmers inform upon the corner, inform to Mr. Officer. They plan it down a station, fire the ganja plantation. Boy, run ganja farmer, me say police a come. Run ganja farmer, me say soldiers a come. Oh yeah.
The Sun Rises for Everyone, uma das nossas escolhas para os melhores em rotação no mês de março. Lançamento do português Bandulo Dub, sempre em mega cooperações internacionais, aqui com o Represent Tuga em Londres, Raz Bruno e a voz do veterano Sammy Gold. Ganja Farmer é um dos temas que compõem este novo álbum, que podem escutar online em dandadarecords.bandcamp.com. Mandarem os big ups para o Select Bob, sempre à escuta também da Zona Reggae. Grande abraço para ti, mano, e grande festa na passada semana, fim de semana, quinta-feira, aliás, no Shake aqui em Faro. Já voltamos daqui a pouco às escolhas para os melhores do mês passado. Agora entramos nas novidades da Boise. Avanço para novo 10 polegadas dos Counter Action Warriors, vai sair algures em abril, e é também o primeiro avanço para o futuro álbum em formato CD desta crew britânica. Vamos ficar aqui com o lado dos Counter Action Warriors, o outro é pela parte dos Jamistic, já em rotação, Smiling Dub. Smiling Dove, mais um Steppers em alto estilo aqui pela parte dos Counteraction Warriors. www.counteractionsounds.com para saberem mais então desta crew de dubwise britânico. Este ainda não saiu, novo 10 polegadas a sair em breve pela Counteraction Sounds. Estamos aqui a apreciar o lado A pela parte dos Counteraction Warriors, esta Smiling Dove.
Digital vibration from old school inspiration.
E como manda o Dubwise, aí vem o lado B, mais uma, esta Dub Dub Smileys, os vocais lá por trás, sempre com o frontman Imitri.
Sons of the UK.
Steppers dos Counteraction Warriors, Dub Smiles, antes Smiling Dub, é o primeiro avanço para o novo 10 polegadas a ser em breve pela Counteraction Sounds. Vamos rodar mais lá para a frente, neste mês de Abril, o lado B, sempre mais dark, o Dubwise dos Jamistic. Entretanto, vamos continuando aí a dar as nossas dicas para o muito que se passa este fim de semana. Já sabem que o sítio a visitar para estarem em cima de tudo é o inforeggae.pt. Big up para aqueles também que nos escutam online através desse portal number one na informação do reggae nacional e internacional. E é lá que encontram também a dica para mais uma edição do Nations in Dub número 14, mais uma International Sound System Link Up. Desta vez, os Roots Dimension Sound System a convidarem Sound System número 1 do Brasil, os Digital Dubs, que não vêm sozinhos, vêm acompanhados com uma das grandes sensações do microfone, Junior Dread. Vai ser então dia 9 de Abril, próximo sábado, LX Factory Casting Club em Lisboa, Nations in Dub número 14. E vamos continuar com mais uma Dubwise e primeiro avanço para futuro novo álbum do canadiano Dubmatics, Dread and Gold Volume 2, Dub from the Crypt. Vai ser em breve In Eden Dub, é este que já aqui escutam e podem descarregá-lo gratuitamente em soundcloud.com/Dubmatics. Então o Dubmaster canadiano de volta e com um álbum 100% Dubwise. Para os amantes do dub moderno, vai ser sem dúvida mais um dos lançamentos do ano. Dread and Gold Volume 2 é o Dub from the Crypt pela parte de Dubmatics. Primeiro avanço In a Eden Dub, download gratuito em soundcloud.com/dubmatics. É só ir até lá e descarregar este então o álbum depois do aclamado em 2010 System Shakedown. Vamos dar um saltinho até lá para um dos dubwises, então já em rotação este Kingdom Dub. Temas 100% dub presentes no álbum System Shakedown pela parte de Dubmatics, álbum que o consagrou como Canada's Dread at the Controls. Então ficamos aqui com esta sequência, também ela já a acalmar. O Dubwise hoje vai ser curtinho, se só se ligaram agora, esta primeira edição de abril da Zona Reggae, a trazer aí a muito aguardada entrevista com o veterano da Rasta Roots Reggae Music, Little Roy, e também muita música do seu novo álbum It, é mais daqui a pouco. Por enquanto, para aqueles que nos acompanham online e falam connosco aqui em direto, mandar aí um grande big up e um feliz aniversário para o Edson Alves, ele que é do Porto, e então esta dedicatória vem da parte do brother Ra Sidney. Uns grandes parabéns então para ti também, Edson, que estás, penso eu, à escuta das 2 horas de vibrações positivas de hoje, e com esta abertura em formato Strictly Dubwise. Vamos a mais uma, os Imperial Rockers.
Stand tall in Portugal, Zona Reggae can fall, 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 fall.
New Dub Evolution é outra das nossas escolhas, e que escolha esta para melhores do mês de março em rotação na Zona Reggae. Primeiro álbum 100% dubwise orgânico pela parte da Springline Records. Vamos chegar aqui com People Power Dub.
We'll be right back.
grande power aqui deste People Power Dub, são os Imperial Rockers, Yabas, Tomcat e The Manor, gravação no Catch a Fire Studio em Londres, o álbum New Dub Evolution, álbum de estreia pela Spring Line Records, a entrar para as nossas escolhas dos que mais rodaram e mais apreciámos durante o mês de março aqui na Zona Reggae. Vamos mandar aí uma com uma mensagem para desenjoar um pouco da vibração da Boise instrumental. Era para ter saído em março, mas parece que só sai mesmo em abril. Universal Version, também pela Spring Line Jamaica. Ficamos aqui com a grande mensagem de Steve Steppa e este No Solution.
Retribution.
It entrevista à Roots Reggae dos tempos modernos, como deve de ser, aqui com o grande rhythm do suíço Flow Productions e a voz e mensagem bem presentes e atuais de Steve Stepa, No Solution. Saiu em single este mês pela Springline Records e é um dos avanços para o álbum Universal Version Flow Prods Rhythm Productions. Já teve destaque e até encontram muitos links já em zonareggae.wordpress.com para emissões passadas com o respectivo destaque a novos lançamentos. Voltamos agora às seleções mais dabuais e instrumentais pela parte dos portugueses da Ratazanas. Eles vão estar este sábado, dia 9, no Bacalhoeiro, a fazer a apresentação nacional deste novo álbum, Lick It Back. Vamos ficar aqui com duas seguidas a rodar para o segundo lançamento das Ratazanas, mais uma vez pela label alemã Groover Records, e foi também a nossa escolha para melhor álbum do passado mês de março. as sonoridades revivalistas dos portugueses da Ratazana. Ficámos aqui com os dois temas do álbum Lick It Back. Há pouco Apollo 11 Mission e agora este Darker Shibalba. Então a nossa escolha, Lick It Back, para melhor álbum em rotação aqui na Zona Reggae durante o mês de março. E podem ir apreciá-los ao vivo este próximo dia 9 de abril. Bacalhoeiro, em Lisboa, vai ser festa de lançamento do álbum cá por terras portuguesas da Ratazanas, ainda acompanhados de Roots Explosion DJ Set. Vai ser então uma noite de sonoridades early reggae. Já que estamos a falar de early reggae, quem quiser ouvi-lo aqui por Faro em conjunto com Ska e claro o nosso favorito Roots Reggae, podem passar amanhã já, quinta-feira, eu mesmo, Eric DJ, mais uma vez no control sonoro pelo Arcadia Bar, aqui mesmo em Faro. Mais seleções farenses, as dicas vêm daqui a pouco. Agora continuamos já em formato dubwise, este aí para os apreciadores do antigamente, as produções de Bunny Lee no álbum The Version Master Presents Creation of Dub. Vamos chegar aqui com este Guiding Angel Dub, versão para original de Ora Sandy.
Reach out for life, girl.
Grande da Boys de Bunny Lee, King Tubby na mistura, é os primórdios das versões da Boys compilados no álbum ou reeditados no álbum Bunny Lee, The Version Master Creation of Dub. É outra das nossas escolhas para os melhores a rodarem em março. Abre aqui a segunda hora da Zona Reggae de hoje, dedicada às sonoridades roots dos anos 70 jamaicanos. Daqui a pouco, entrevista com Little Roy e avanços muitos para o seu novo álbum It. Por agora, continuamos nesta Lover's Mood e vamos para mais uma produção de Bunny Lee, desta vez para Johnny Clark, reedição da Kingston Sounds, Ja Ja We Pray, no ano 2009. Ficamos aqui com esta conhecida Graceful Woman.
Sweet heart,
Está o Roots Reggae dos anos 70 em grande, com um toque romântico. Primeiro, a voz sempre inconfundível de Johnny Clark, a mandar as vibes para a mulher graciosa. Compilação da Kingston Sounds, Ja Ja We Pray. Muito bom para conhecer os trabalhos mais antigos de Johnny Clark, em conjunto com Bunny Stryker Lee. E agora, os lendários da Abyssinians, com esta pouco conhecida Love Comes and Goes, mais uma da compilação Life Goes in Circles, pela Pressure Sounds, e é a primeira dica aqui pela Zona Reggae para o grande momento que se antecipa para o próximo dia 24 de Abril no Clube Lua em Lisboa. Taking Over Productions apresenta Voices of Jamaica, estes mesmos da Abyssinians, em conjunto com outro dos grandes trios de harmonias da história da música jamaicana, The Congos. Vamos ter ainda o português Freddy Locks e os Sound Systems Rhythm Culture, Mystic Fire e Youth Culture. Mais novidades em breve aqui pela Zona Reggae. Por agora, entramos aí com as vibes do grande Little Roy.
Who could I man for a while when I play back this music on this car, jam rock style?
Yes, this is Little Roy saying, listen to the Zona Reggae Show on RUAFM with the man Irie. Little Roy say that.
Destaque este master do old school, Little Roy. Daqui a pouco vamos rodar aí a entrevista muito interessante e com muitas revelações do passado de Little Roy. Por agora ficamos com este, provavelmente o seu maior clássico, Tribal War. Como Little Roy, aqui um dos seus grandes clássicos do ano de 74, com este Tribal War, De resto, pelas poucas gravações ao longo da longa carreira e também por não ser fácil encontrar muitos dos singles ou os álbuns originais de Little Roy, Pressure Sounds acaba mesmo por ser, como sempre, um dos maiores recursos. Compilação Tafari Earth's Uprising em grande para descobrirmos muitos dos sons old school de Little Roy. Mais uma antes da entrevista, esta Forces. Com Forces, agora com esta Forces Dub, a abrir aqui o caminho para a nossa entrevista de qualquer coisa como há duas semanas, onde Little Roy nos falou, claro, do seu novo álbum, It, das colaborações com a crew da Pharos Records, mas com muita coisa do passado da música jamaicana, o seu envolvimento nas 12 Tribes of Israel, os produtores com quem gravou e muito mais, então, a partir de agora, aqui na Zona Reggae. First, Little Roy, greetings, and let me give thanks for this opportunity you're giving me. It's a great moment for the radio show, and also a kind of honor for me to have this chance to talk with you. And I hope to be able to also help spreading the message about your work and your influence in reggae music, because you have been in the business for more than 40 years now. No?
Yes, I've been in the business for 46 years.
If you are willing to, I would like to go just a little back to the 60s when your first singles were released. Because although you are a reference in that so-called roots Rasta Reggae, you started in the Rocksteady and in the early reggae days in Studio One, right?
Yes, I started at Studio One 1965. I sang my first song at Studio One. It's called Cool It. Then 67 I moved on to Prince Buster and I did two songs for Prince Buster. It's one is called Reggae Soul and the other It's You I Love. You know, I took another 2 years break and then I went on to sing for Lloyd Daly, The Matador. That's where I got my first number one song. It was called Bongo Naya.
Yes.
This is in 1969. I was now a student at high school when I did that song, St. Andrew Technical High. Then I went on to sing other songs like Without My Love, you know, Hard Fighter, Yester Me, Yester You, Yesterday, Keep On Trying, you know, and others.
You talked there about the Bongo Naya tune. In my opinion, you kind of marked the time and the cult foundation of reggae with that tune, because it was the first Rasta tune that went to the tops. How did you see that happening back in those days? Reggae music shifting and connecting with the Rasta awareness and consciousness.
Well, in that time, it was a great step forward when it come to Rasta, you know, because the Rastas didn't have any music that represented them on the mainstream. So when that song came, it's like it changed even the whole social status of Jamaica, you know, because it wasn't that such a serious song, but at least it implanted something about the Rastas in Jamaica, you know.
And when we see and listen to songs from that time, then you have that 1974 big classic, the Tribal War, and we see tunes like that going on and on in time and in the history of reggae music, also being remaked by other artists or still being played in many reggae dances in Europe or in other places of the world. I think this gives a kind of sense of truth and existence in your songs and music, and it really shows that the artist don't need to record that much to mark his spot and his place. Do you see your choices in music and recording little and staying some periods away from music? Do you see it like this?
Yes, if you notice, I haven't been recording. You know, some artists, if they were in the music business 46 years like me, they would have at least 46 albums, you know?
Yeah, sometimes.
Up to date, I only have like 9 albums. This is my 9th album. And, but the songs, they last, you know, because I can say, well, then, even Bongo Naya, it was just re-recorded a couple of years ago also, many versions of it, you know, and Prophecy the same, you know, being re-recorded by Fred McGregor, you know, and Tribal War now is such a great song. From the day it was made, there's at least 100 versions of this song, you know. The latest of it is with Damian Marley and Nas, you know. And there will always be tribal war all over the world. You know, this is something that will never end. So this song is so significant worldwide, not just within reggae. It's a very significant song to what is going on and what will keep on going on.
In all those releases you had in Jamaica, you worked with many producers like Coxton Dodd, Matador, you talked earlier, Lee Perry, Herman Shinloy, or Scientist in Channel One. Which one do you recall as being the most influence in bringing what you truly wanted for your music and your work?
Well, I would have to give Matador the credit, you know, because as a producer, I've recorded the most songs for Matador, you know. And he was the early producer, you know. He was the producer for me in my youth, you know. And I got a big song from him, which is Bongo Naya. All the other songs that are big songs for me, like Tribal War and Prophecy, they are songs that my company recorded that. Those songs were recorded on Tafari label. That's a label that me and a friend set up in 1972. Maurice Jackson. So the most influential producer I've worked with, I would say it's Matador.
And when you turn some attention into Europe, and then you later recorded somewhere in the 90s with Adrian Sherwood, Being you one of the foundations in Rasta roots music and having a connection with Rasta Liberty since a very early age, no? How did you see all this music and cultural movements spreading around the world?
Well, this took root from in the, I would say, in the 70s, you know. Because there were other groups like, you know, Abyssinians, you know, that song, Satamasa Ghana, you know, you had Big Youth, you know, reggae been taken hold all over. You had Prince Lincoln, you know, these I would say, you know, then Bob Marley came along, you know, and Peter Tosh, you know, these, artists, you know, they had great, they influenced the music a lot, you know, and it just kept on spreading until today. Now reggae music is played all over the world, you know, even in Russia. So, you know, you can see that, well, then this music has come a long way, you know, and I'm proud of that, you know, that we are the artists who set it. Can still be proud of our works.
Yes, for sure. Yeah. And recently, 2005, you released, by that time, a kind of studio comeback album, Children of the Most High, with Pharos Records in London. Your new album, It, released this month, is also alongside Pharos Records. So, can we say that things are really going in the path you consider the best with the Pharos Records crew?
Yes, me and Pharos, we are doing good, you know, and it's a great company to me, you know. They have helped me along the way, you know. And, you know, I give thanks to Pan Limos, you know, the executive from Pharos, you know, Nirad, and Les Malloy, who does the promotion, you know. So I would say Pharos is a good company, and I hope that we become successful with this album, you know, and that's so that it can put Pharos on the map, you know, as a company that firmly believe in truths and rights, you know, and I just hope that this album do good for them, you know, and myself also.
And musically speaking, do you believe to have achieved your best material till date with Pharos? Because it's not easy to bring roots reggae music back nowadays the way it was back in the 70s, right?
Yes, it's not easy, because with all these computers and, you know, a lot of, you know, these electric drums and all those kind of thing, you know, and the recording of live recording with musicians, you know, it become more expensive than just one musician setting some music on a computer or something like that. But, you know, we have spent the time to work with musicians, so that is why we have recaptured that 70 feels, you know. Also knowing that, well, then we had Prince Fatty to mix the album.
Yes,
you know, it gave us that edge, you know, because Prince Fatty is working with some things that in his studio that producers from the 70s, that's the way
he used to do it. A very vintage way of mixing and producing, right?
Yes, that I would say. My love, you live so
with each other, yet we've never been together. It's getting serious, but I am curious. It's getting serious. My love, girl, you look so sweet. Yes, you look so neat. Now we're getting closer together. We should be like lovers. It's getting serious. I'm getting curious. Love is blind, so we've got to feel away.
Christopher Columbus, discover on ya, but I ain't no Christopher Columbus. Come here, reggae on ya. Yes, Little Roy saying, Christopher Columbus, come on here, reggae, on the Zone of Reggae Show, RUAFM, with the man called Irik. Dig it.
Heat, yes. No sleep, no pure heat on the street, pure heat on the city street. If you think you have a stay in your yard, you will find life hard, find life hard. If you think you have a go a racetrack, the first has your back, money find it drop. And if you think you are gonna hang out at the bar, you want money in a war, money in a war. Pure heat on the street, pure heat on the city street. Woman dem a holler and a bar, woman dem a holler and a bar, woman dem a holler and a bar. Woman dem a holla and a bar. Pure heat on the street, pure heat on the city street. You think you are gonna stay in a yard, you will find life bad, find life bad. And if you think you are gonna go a racetrack, the first half to back when you find it drop. If you think you are gonna hang out at the bar, you want money in a war, money in a war. Pure heat on the street, pure heat on the city street. Woman, oh,
ball. Woman dem a holla and a ball. No heat on the street. No heat on the city street. You think you have a stay in a yard? You will find life hard. Find life hard. If you think you are gonna go a racetrack, the first has your back when you find it trapped. If you think you are gonna hang out at the bar, you are man in a war, man in a war. Your heat on the street. Your heat on the city street. Your heat on the street.
The musicians, they also they surely give great help, and in the new album It, you have kind of an all-stars lineup featuring, if you can call them that. I mean, you have it was recorded in Stingray Studio, so they normally work closely with Mafia and Fluxy. You also have Rough Cuts, you have Henry Buttons playing there, you have an amazing harmonies trio with Winston Francis, A.J. Franklin and George Decker. How did this this veteran's name all came together to record this album with you?
Okay, that is what created the sound, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And Winston Francis is my good friend, you know? And A.J. Franklin is also my good friend, and George Decker, you know, me and George Decker, we live not far away, you know, we see each other every day.
Okay.
You know, so these are the artists that had these sounds in them from long time ago. So this album now bring out back that sound out of us, you know. Yeah, I would say Mafia and Fluxy, you know, they are younger ones on the album, but they are used to playing what been happening from that time. So I would give them a lot of credit, you know, and I know that they have done well, you know. Also, Marley Stephen Wright, you know, who played the guitars on the album, the leads and those kind of thing, you know. You know, he did a great job. So I really do give thanks for the end product and what it sound like, you know, that everyone can say it's sounding like something from the 70s, you know. It has that classic feel to it and everything, you know. But it's just to put in the effort and try, you know. I'm glad that we have recaptured that sound.
And the album also features some brand tunes, new tunes, but yeah. You also have a great number of remakes from your past. Membership Card, False Teachers, Payaka. You also have two tunes that I believe you can help me with that. I really don't know. Jack and Counts on I and My Religion. Those are do-overs from an album you recorded for the 12 Tribes of Israel, right?
Yes, My Religion, yes, it's on a album, they call it 12 Voice, you know, but that album wasn't sold to the public, it was just given to members, you know, I didn't even get a copy of that album, because being that from 1979, you know, I left the organization, the 12 Tribe of Israel, so they said if you're not a member, you can't, you won't be able to get a copy, you know. I wasn't a member, and although I have two songs on that album, My Religion and Golden Streets of Zion, you know, I still didn't get a copy. So, you know, being it's a good song, you know, it's not just for 12 Tribe members, you know. I decided to re-record that song, and I think we did a good job on it, you know, in re-recording that song, because it's one of the favorite songs on the album.
Yeah, it's a great tune. I never heard the original version, but you did a good work in this remake. But what do you feel when you bring back these messages so many years in time? Because I mean, the world started spinning faster since that time. Things have changed, happened more quickly than ever before. But your words keep there and keep on bringing important things to our minds from back in those days. How do you feel when you bring it back?
Yeah, well, being that the message, all the message is true, you know, when something is true, you know, it will last forever, you know. You know, if it's false and don't have any depth within it, then it will go, you know. But these songs have been great songs that are written like in the 70s. So they can continue for life, you know. You know, Tribal War won't be the only song that will continue for me and be accepted for a long while. You know, I've written other great songs, you know, pertaining to life that will continue to exist, you know, for a long while, you know, from generation to generation, you know.
I believe that's your devotion to roots music gives you the insight to also look and see what other roots reggae foundation veterans are doing these days. I mean, in the last years we have seen so many coming back with full albums or just 12 or 7 inches, but we can now truly say that the foundation is coming back to try and restore and keep the original roots music alive. What do you think that can be done so that this legacy finally goes through to the younger artists?
Well, I would say, if the younger artists want to learn, they can learn, you know, because the songs are out there for them to learn and to know how to really put their minds to something that will last, you know, because we have paved the way for them. But I would say the younger artists, a lot of them think they know it all, so they don't really want to learn anything, you know. So it's up to them and it's up to what they are doing. To, you know, we have to just allow them, because some of them are doing great things, you know. What others are doing, you know, it's just failure.
But do you think that it's really an artist's thing, or maybe it's more connected with the way the music business went?
Yes, it could be that too, because even in my time, you know, some song that I've recorded, that was why I had to have a label, Tafari, to kind of sing the songs I wanted, because it wasn't every producers weren't geared up to record some of those kind of songs like what I've been writing, you know. You know, so, but they get to see now that these are the songs that last. It may not be a big hit immediately, but, you know, when people get onto these messages, these songs become anthem, you know, because it's the truth, you know.
Yeah, for sure. You became aware of Rastafari at a young age, and your music and your lyrics show, for me, in a very beautiful way, your faith and your belief in that. Having you been connected with the 12 tribes of Israel, you talked and seeing through the years the way religion and spirituality shifted till today, what do you see and what do you wish for the coming times of this Rastafari culture?
I can't even wish, you know, because my wish won't make it better, and my wish can't make it worse, you know. is just for everyone that is trying to, that is saying that they are Rastas, is to just align themselves with the Most High, you know? And as Selassie was, they say no one is perfect, but I Selassie was close to perfection. And if ever Rasta should, that is saying I Selassie and Rasta, which the word come from I Selassie, if they try to align themselves and take and use him as an example, they would see that he was an upful man. So that would make their works be acceptable, you know?
Well, sometimes in reggae music, I think we can see that those are like something that people say just because it's often said in the past of reggae music. They talk about Selassie, they talk about Rasta, but what you're saying makes sense because sometimes they really don't see the feeling in their words. But do you think that will come back into reggae music, or do you think that Rastafari will?
Well, I don't really see it coming back, you know, because nowadays the Rastas are not like the Rastas in my time, you know, and it's just getting worse and worse and worse, you know. That is why I can sing a song like "Tell Me You're Dreadful," you know. It's just a lot of false Rastas out there, you know. You know, Rastas that don't have any spirituality, you know. They don't have any love about them. They don't have any kindness. There are just a lot of false.
You have a music on your new album talking about it, right?
Yes, it's called Fala Fala.
Yeah.
You know? So, you know, the world would have to turn around again, you know? You know, it just won't go back to what it was like from the 50s, 60s and 70s, you know.
Mm-hmm.
These are different kind of people growing some dreadlocks saying that they are Rastas.
Anyway, you are still here and you are still releasing music and performing live. So what will you be doing in the next times to try and bring that message out to as many people as you can?
Yes, I'll always be writing with that spirituality behind me, you know, because without that, you know, the people won't feel the music, you know. It won't be real, you know. And you can't just write it. You have to live it to be able to write it, you know. So I just continue living it, so I get that inspiration from the Most High, you know. And angels will bring song to me, you know. Because that is how I see my song sometimes. It's like it come from a spiritual plane, you know. You know. So I just try to keep myself within that level so I can do the writing. Write the writing and sing the writing.
And as an artist, the music is the vehicle for your message. The message you were talking about is the vehicle to reach the people. So if you had to choose a message that would last in, let's say, everlasting time, a message from Little Roy, what would you say to humankind?
Be true to yourself. And don't follow, you know, because every man knows the truth within himself, you know. If someone is doing wrong, they know that they are doing wrong, you know. So every man knows what is right. So I would say just try to do the right.
Okay, very nice. Little Roy, let me give thanks again for this moment, okay? It is a blessing for me to have the possibility to talk with you and make these questions. Because they are all very important for me, and having someone like you answer this kind of questions, it's a blessing. Okay.
Okay.
So, I hope it all goes right, the right way, for the new album and the live shows you will have.
Yes, okay. And thank you very much for giving me this interview.
Okay, no problem, man. So, big respect, yes?
Yes.
Talk soon, yeah?
That's the way they pass from us. Death shall have him in the vision, surely. Surely got his end on us. That's surely. Surely got his end on us.
Estamos então de volta aqui ao direto depois deste muito bom momento com Earlow, a.k.a. Little Roy. Lá pelo meio puderam já escutar um dos avanços ao seu novo álbum It's a Title Track e também uma das produções em conjunto com esse grande produtor britânico Prince Fatty. Ouvimos o tema Curious do seu álbum de estreia Survival of the Fattest e vamos terminar a Zona Reggae com o destaque sonoro a este novo lançamento da label londrina Pharos Records, o álbum It. Sem enviar aí, no entretanto, os big ups também de quem nos contatou enquanto a entrevista rodava. Um grande respect para o Rodrigo em Albufeira e também, como sempre, o ouvinte número 1 da Zona Reggae, lá longe em França, o Helder. Quartas-feiras, sempre aí a escutar a Zona Reggae. A mensagem dele hoje é um pouco de paz neste mundo em guerra. Grande respect para ti também, Brother Elder. E deixo-vos então com agora os sons do novo álbum de Little Roy, um grande retorno, muitos remakes, como vimos na nossa conversa. E vamos ficar com três dos temas que Little Roy mencionou como mais importantes ou favoritos. E abrimos com esta My Religion. Yeah.
soul and reggae.
Now this sounds to be
murder style.
So do it!
Do it. Yeah.
De destaque ao novo álbum de Little Roy It, dois dos remakes que foram tema de conversa durante a entrevista. Primeiro My Religion e agora este muito bom remake do clássico Jack and Count on I. E continuamos a mandar aí os big ups, os abraços e os beijinhos. E este vai para a Jenny, que mantém aqui uma linha cada vez mais interessante para mim, das mensagens chegarem mais por telemóvel do que até mesmo pela internet. Qualquer dia deste, imagine, até o telefone da redação começa a tocar, como nos tempos do old school. É assim mesmo, é o que a Roots Music faz, leva-nos para a frente, andando para trás no tempo. Mais uma, outra, a mensagem de Little Roy para os rastas dos tempos modernos. Fala, fala.
Used to call me old nigga. Tell me where you dread from. Tell me where you dread from. Are you and your friend then still around Dubai, Obia? Now the Rasta man take over. You just a follow, follow, follow. Hypocosmetic Rasta. Just a falla, falla, falla. Tell me where you dread from. Tell me where you dread from. Are you and your friend them used to call me old nigga? Tell me where you dread from. Tell me where you dread from. Are you and your friend them still around the bank, Obia? Now the Rasta man take over.
follow, follow. Then when you dread from, cause the hill go quick long. You're not the sheep of this pasture. Then when you dread from, cause the hill go quick long. Got to get yourself in order. Can't come over. Follow, follow, Rasta. Just can't come over. Just can't come over.
Get Yourself in Order, aqui a mensagem de Little Roy para os Rastas dos tempos modernos e aqui para os momentos finais desta sessão Zona Reggae de hoje. Claro, temos que dar aqui as dicas finais para aquilo que se vai passar por este fim de semana. Aqui em Faro, amanhã, o Arcadia Bar recebe mais uma noite de seleções pela minha parte. Amanhã vamos lá estar em formato Ska, Rocksteady, Early e Roots Reggae. Vai ser então Old Fashioned Style amanhã a partir das 11 da noite no Arcádia, e sexta vamos até ao bar Os Artistas para mais uma animada noite de seleções Reggae Wise, Dub Wise e Ska Wise. Lá por cima, já sabem, não percam este sábado no Bacalhoeiro em Lisboa a festa de apresentação do novo álbum dos revivalistas portugueses da Ratazanas, e claro também a não perder no mesmo sábado, dia 9, LX Factory Casting Club, mais uma edição do Nations in Dub com os Roots Dimension Sound System a trazerem até Portugal o number one sound system do Brasil, diretamente do Rio de Janeiro, os Digital Dubs, acompanhados de Junior Dread no microfone. Vão até lá que vai valer bem, bem, bem a pena. Então, as despedidas, o grande big up para todos aqueles que escutaram e para aqueles que comunicam comigo aqui em direto no estúdio até ao fim. Selecta Bob sempre a perguntar dados, queres ir comprar em vinil, mano? Acho que não há, já te disse, acho que só saiu em CD. Ficam então os big up finais para todos os que escutaram aqui o direto e para aqueles que amanhã, quinta-feira, nos escutam online na Kitchenet Rádio, entre as 10 e a meia-noite. Para terminar, outra das entradas para os melhores já em rotação no mês de março, o grupo alemão Sata Tree e o seu álbum de estreia Rootsman pela One Drop Music em 2010. Fica aqui esta Judgment Time. Tchau, tchau e até para a semana, aqui em mais 2 horas de vibrações positivas.
I care what the prince for I reach DJ Zona Reggae.
I originate, so you must appreciate while the others got to imitate, you know.
Quando todo time by show with the sense of sound, I got on a guitar, I go on to my count down, but a root conscious vibe to my pull up against it. I logo, 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 so come mess up by the same set. It's a test of song, it's a lado. Memo que o people pense que está espalhado. Não tenhas medo. Toca lanzare, Rue FM, I read that you dance.
Yes, I write from Chuanyan's passing wood. Rue FM, I read. But I'm done.
Zona Reggae, Rue FM, pra la batalha, 10 da noite, quarta-feira, 102.7, Reggae na área, right?
Positive, positive, positive.